the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We managed to reflect on some parts of the hadith on the significance of knowledge and intellect by Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. We talked in the previous session about the position of dunya and the worldly pleasure in the sight of the people of understanding, the people of intellect. And Imam Kazim alayhi salam said that those who have this understanding, those who think and reflect, they would prefer the hereafter to this world. After that, Imam alayhi salam says that Ya Hisham, man arad al ghina bila malin, the one who wants to be rich but not necessarily with having money. This is a new concept. You may be rich, but without money. How is it possible? You have no money, not cash, no even, for example, some assets to sell, but still you can be rich. مَنْ أَرَادَ الْغِنَى بِلَا مَالٍ وَرَاحَةَ الْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ and wants to have comfort in his heart so that he doesn't suffer from jealousy. وَالسَّلَامَ فِي الدِّينِ and wants his faith and religiosity to be intact, to be immune. If someone wants these three things together, فَلْيَتَضَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, he must humbly beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him one thing, which is the key to those three. What is one thing that if you ask Allah and Allah gives you, then you can be rich even if you don't have money? And your heart would be put at rest and your heart would be safe and healthy. What is that? Imam says, فَلْيَتَذَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي مَسْأَلَتِهِ بَأَنْ يُكَمِّلَ أَقْلَهُ, he must beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete his aql, his intellect, his reason. مَنْ أَقَلَ قَنَعَ بِمَا يَكْفِي وَمَنْ قَنَعَ بِمَا يَكْفِي اسْتَغْنَى وَمَنْ لَمْ يَقْنَعْ بِمَا يَكْفِي. And if someone is not satisfied, is not content with what he has, which is enough for him, لَمْ يُدْرِكَ الْغِنَى أَبَدًا, he will never feel rich. He will never be satisfied. Even if he has billions of dollars, still he feels that it's not enough. He wants more. Why he feels he's not enough? Because he doesn't feel rich. If you feel rich, you feel that what you have is enough and even you can help other people. Those who don't have this feeling, they want to add more and never want to spend because they are afraid of poverty.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
I read in the life of one of contemporary thinkers and writers that once in the time of last regime they took him to the court or, you know, for some kind of, I don't know, detention, something like this, and they said, if you keep speaking against the regime, we will sack you, you will lose your job and you will have no salary, then you will suffer, so keep silent. He said, it's not important for me. Even if you sack me, I can still live on the things that I have inherited from my father. I have a rich, you know, heritage from my father. So they ask him, what has father given you? How many houses you have? How much money you have? He said, no, he hasn't left for me money. He has given me qana'ah. I am content with what I have. And therefore, I am not worried. If you want to cut off my salary, I am not worried because I have a very rich inheritance, heritage from my father. I am satisfied with whatever I have. This is very important. Ya Hisham, Inna Allah haka an qawman salihin. O Hisham, as you remember, Imam addresses in this hadith all the time Hisham ibn Hakam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran narrates the prayer of righteous people. Some righteous people, Allah says they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. These people who pray to Allah to protect their heart so that they are not deviated and their heart is not polluted, and they ask Allah to give them mercy, Imam says these are the people that are very careful about their hearts. You know, you are very careful about different parts of your body and soul, depending on how much significance and how much importance and how much, you know, weight you attach to them. We are, for example, very careful about our eyes because our eyes are very important for us. The very last thing that perhaps we want to lose is our vision. Our vision is very important for us. The rest is with, for example, your face. Your face is very important. You don't want to lose your face, yeah? Even if there is some, for example, mark or, you know, something, you know, to be put on your skin, you prefer it's not on your face. It's on somewhere else. For mu'mineen, the most important thing that they are concerned with is their heart. It's even more important than your eyes and your face. It's the heart. The Prophet Ibrahim said, O Allah, please do not abandon me, do not forsake me, do not leave me without support. لا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. He was concerned about his heart, even someone like Ibrahim. And Imam Kazim says, these righteous people are concerned about their heart. He said, لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Now that, alhamdulillah, we are guided, we are to safeguard our heart. Because it is through your heart that you may lose guidance. It is through your heart that you may lose your connection with God. So you have to be 100% careful about your heart. You have to watch your heart and safeguard your heart. And don't let anyone without your permission go into your heart. Because that is the command room. If any enemy of God enters into the command room without your knowledge, then he may do all the mischief and you don't notice. Unfortunately, sometimes some things go to our heart and we don't notice. By the time we realize, maybe it's too late.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhirul Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraja and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshid turab yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal talufni bal min wara'i wal lahdu yahki zulmatan فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هنائي.